Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, January 23rd. A Cedar Edge man was killed Tuesday morning after stopping at an accident scene to try and help others. According to the Delta County Independent, the Colorado State Patrol identified Brian Anderson, aged 45, of Cedar Edge, as the victim who died at the scene near Colorado Highways 65 and 92. Shortly before 7 a.m. last Tuesday, an eastbound vehicle turning onto Colorado 65 from 92 collided with a westbound vehicle, according to the State Patrol. Both vehicles ended up in the roadway. Anderson happened upon the scene and was checking on the crash, according to preliminary reports. He tried to get one of the drivers out of the wrecked vehicle, and, as he was walking to the second vehicle, a Toyota 4Runner came through the scene, striking and killing Anderson. A state patrol officer told the DCI that Anderson was just trying to help out. The state patrol has not concluded its investigation and has not brought charges against anyone at this time. From the Colorado News Connection, children younger than 5 years old historically have been undercounted in the U.S. Census Bureau's once-a-decade count, and advocates are working to make sure all Colorado kids are represented. Colorado receives $13 billion in annual federal funding based on census numbers. Eric Galatis has the story.
Children's advocates in Colorado are working to ensure that all kids are counted in the upcoming 2020 census, even children younger than 5 years old and not yet in school. The once-a-decade count, set for April 1st, will determine how many federal tax dollars return to Colorado over the next 10 years. Historically, children under 5 have been undercounted, and Mandy Erickson with Family Star Montessori says $13 billion a year is on the line.
That's why an accurate count is crucial. This money goes towards programs such as food stamps, the National School Lunch Program, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. When children are missed in the census, these programs miss out on funding.
Those funds fuel a broad range of programs, including services for veterans and seniors, education, community and health centers, road improvements, and more. The Census Bureau is prohibited from sharing any personal information from the count with other government agencies. The data is confidential and cannot be used to determine eligibility for government assistance. Children under 5 may not yet benefit from school-based programs, but Erickson says it's important for them to be counted now so that funding is in place when they do enter school. She says it takes just 10 minutes to fill out the census form.
This will impact the next 10 years of your life. Respond online, over the phone, or by mail. It's important, safe, easy, and secure.
For families where kids spend time in different households, the general rule is to enter the home where they spend more than 50% of their time or wherever they're staying on April 1st. Parents should also include babies in their count, even if they're still in the hospital on April 1st. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
In an ongoing story we've been covering here on the newscast, a second confirmed sighting of a small wolf pack in northwest Colorado has prompted Governor Jared Polis to comment. According to the Denver Post, wildlife officers investigating a cow carcass in northwestern Colorado this week found evidence of at least six wolves, the second indication of the animal's return this month, prompting Governor Polis to welcome wolves to the state and urge people to make room. In a statement, Governor Polis said, quote, "This is very likely the first pack to call our state home since the 1930s. I am honored to welcome our canine friends back to Colorado after their long absence." End quote. His statement went on to say that, while the animals have naturally migrated to our state and their presence draws public interest, it is important that people give them space. Two state wildlife officers in Moffitt County found the cow carcass Sunday and, testing to see whether wolves might be present, made howling sounds. Wolves howled back, and the officers, through binoculars, spotted at least six wolves about 2 miles from the carcass. Parks and wildlife officers found plenty of tracks in the area. The tracks measured approximately 4.5 inches to 5.5 inches. This follows the discovery of evidence of wolves in the same area 2 weeks ago, days after state election officials placed a signature-driven measure to reintroduce wolves on this year's ballot. The measure will ask voters to require state wildlife commissioners to reintroduce endangered gray wolves by the end of 2023 on public land in western Colorado, west of the Continental Divide. State wildlife commissioners also would be required to set up a fund to compensate livestock owners for any losses. Lone wolves have visited Colorado periodically. State wildlife officials investigated the possibilities of reintroducing wolves in the state. They decided to oppose a reintroduction. But residents of the state pushed through the ballot initiative, which was approved early this year. Campaigners with the Colorado Stop the Wolf Coalition have rallied local government leaders in nearly 24 counties to oppose the ballot initiative. Meanwhile, the president of the Rocky Mountain Wolf Action Fund said the discovery of the pack of wolves in northwestern Colorado adds urgency to the need for a state-backed species reintroduction. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Director Dan Prenslow said state officials will not take action against wolves. Killing a wolf can result in federal charges, including a $100,000 fine and a year in prison. State officials urged people who spot or hear wolves to contact Parks and Wildlife and fill out a report available on the agency's website. And last today, from the Montrose Daily Press, a Western Colorado legislator is soon to introduce legislation that would make abuse of a corpse a felony-level offense. State Representative Matt Soper, a Republican representing Delta County and a wide swath of Mesa County, said the ongoing investigation into Sunset Mesa Funeral Directors and Donor Services, Inc., whose operator allegedly harvested and sold bodies and body parts without permission, is driving his bill. The legislation, which has attracted bipartisan sponsorship in the state Senate, would up the offense of abuse of a corpse from a second-class misdemeanor to a Class 6 felony, allowing for those convicted to potentially be sentenced to prison. Representative Soper, last Friday, said that he is introducing the bill after listening to a lot of constituents who were affected by the Sunset Mesa incident. The legislation is in its draft phase, but will be introduced soon, according to Soper. Senate sponsors are Rhonda Fields, a Denver Democrat, and Bob Gardner, a Colorado Springs Republican. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, January 23rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.